Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM, as well as Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program. It is Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, 1445 in South Africa. Other areas of the world, it is the 14th of Dhul Hijjah, 1445. So as we are just reaching the end of Ayyam al-Tashriq, and that is after Asr Salah, today will be the last time that we'll make the Takbir, and thereafter Ayyam al-Tashriq will then be over. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, remember to make dua for the acceptance of all those Hujjaj, those who have passed away, over 500 we've seen passed away due to, that is just excuses. It was the time was up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen them to pass away as part of their delegation. And that is the Wafdullah. So today our program is going to be on Hajj as well. And the last few aspects on this topic, inshallah. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, we know Hajj was completed yesterday for those who performed the 6-day Hajj. Over 500 people passed away. Many people want to know, are they martyrs?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before we respond to that question, you should know the following. Today here in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, India, is the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, hence the takbir will continue for after Zuhur Salat and after Asr Salat, and then it will stop. So remember, the Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 22, verse 37, لِتُكَبِّرُ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, that you glorify Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's name because He granted you Hidayat, the wealth of Iman, Islam. And the hadith in Tabarani, he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir, beautify your Eid with takbir. So we are still in Ayyamu Tashriq, and today to fast is haram. You can't fast until then, 11, 12, 13. So we should be very clear on all this. Fasting will start tomorrow. Second one is this, for those people in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah and all those areas there. So if they want to perform Umrah from today, from last night it started. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was crying on the night of the 14th, the night of the departure. So Habibuna alayhi salatu salam asked her, why are you crying? She said, all the honorable wives perform Hajj, Umrah and Hajj, Umrah and Hajj. I perform Hajj only, so because of her menses and her haiz and napaki. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed her and told her, fine, go with your brother Hazrat Abdul Rahman and perform the Hajj. So it shows that hers was Hajj and Umrah, you see. And everybody else was Umrah and Hajj. So now the Umrah season also is open. Third one, if a person passes away, so where is the best place to pass away? In Madinah Munawwarah. With Iman, Islam is the condition, the prerequisite. Hadith authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil Madinah fal yamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away in Madinah Munawwarah, so then you pass away there with Iman, Islam. Then the virtue will be, I will intercede for you. I will intercede for you first. The first people for whom Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede will be the Ahlul Madina, the people who passed away there in the boundary of Madina Munawwara with Iman, Islam. The last, if you open Bukhari Sharif, where he speaks of the Manaqib and Fadail of Madina, the last one you will find is this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala making dua, crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path and give me death in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look at it, apparently, superficially, it seems like a contradiction. Normally, for shahadat, you have to go out. But he was performing Fajr Salat. And Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, and the Zoroastrian came. And he stabbed him. And this was in the ending of Zulhijjah. And after 3-4 days, then he passed away. Remember that. And on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala nabim the Khalif becomes the Khalifa and Amirul Mu'mineen. Not only his dua got accepted, he wanted Medina. Allah Jalla wa'ala gave him Medina. And right next to the Master alayhi salatu salam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, the best of best places, remember. That is Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu warda. So we should remember that. Then if a person passes away in Makkah, so remember Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, all that at the Haram area. So Arafat also will be very virtuous, obviously. So people are in Ihram and so forth and so on. So man mata fi ahadil ahramain ayyub asu yawm al qiyamati amina. So the hadith in Tabarani, the person will be then resurrected with aman and safety, security. There'll be no jaza, faza, worry, sorry, anxiety for such people. So that are the virtues. Once again, we must reiterate and repeat that the condition and prerequisite is the person pass away within with Iman and Islam. So that is three things now we have to add here. One is this, the Saudi regime. You see, every time they try and do something, Allah Jalla wa'ala humiliates them, disgrace them. If you look at the Arab newspapers, if you look at, you must remember the English newspapers, the Arab News, the Saudi Gazette, Hajj 2024, Hajj 1445, a resounding success, a very, very good. So they lie about all these type of things, but they get caught up in their lies, you see. If I just give you from Egypt alone, you must remember hundreds of people, not hundreds of people have passed away. More than 200-300 people from Egypt alone have passed away. You see that? Then what about all the other countries? So when all the other countries start counting, that we, our country, Pakistan, 100,000, 150,000 went. From Egypt, 50,000 went. I'm just giving numbers at random. From this country, so many people. Now they start telling and working out how many people didn't come back because they passed away. So it goes to over 1,000, you must remember, the grand total of people passed away. You see that? So they want to always, their Hajj is not based on Iman and Taqwa. It's based on all artificial things. Now this year, they were promoting artificial intelligence, you see. We're going to do this, we're going to do this. When you use the smart card, al-bitaqatu zakiyah, they call it. We're going to use the smart card and use this and use this and all these type of things. So, if I just give you, because people don't understand these issues, they haven't been for Hajj. I myself, I had to push my wife, or I had to get people to push my wife, you understood, because to get a wheelchair, big problem. So, the amount of walking you have to do, half of it, three-quarters of it, unnecessary. Because this is man-made chaos. Man-made, you understand, mayhem. But it is so this. Therefore, the first word you must remember the foreigner learns when it comes to Saudi, from Philippines or Indonesia or Malaysia or from Brazil or wherever, and they're not Arabs, nothing, some of them are not even Muslim, but they learn the first word, Saudi, ma fi mukhlahum. You understand? They got no brains, you understood? So yeah, I give you one example. So now you pelt, right? So on the 10th, see, this is Mina. This page here is Mina. So yeah, you pelt by the big Jamarat, the big Shaitan on the 10th, the first day. So that is on one side of Mina. And the Abattoir, the place of slaughtering, is the Masbah, the Mazabih, is there on the other side. So you must remember next to Muzdalifah. Or your tent and your camp is in between. They will never allow you to come back straight like this. You have to walk the whole of Mina right round, basically, and then you come in. That walk alone is 5 kilometers, 7 kilometers. I myself used to get finished. But with Allah's help, we always manage. But I know my wife, twice, she said she can't manage. So once I had to push her, and once I got the guy to push. And then those guys pushing from here, just to that masjid, for example, from here to Sufi masjid, you know, they'll charge you 500 riyals. 500 riyals by is 2,000 rand, 2,500 rand. You know, everybody is just ripping one another off. So one is the incompetence of the Saudis and arrangements of Hajj. I always say, if you ask them the Hajj arrangements are done, they'll say 100% is done. How do? You just come with the Ministry of Hajj, you come with guys there, and you just come with the helicopter, look, you say, yeah, kulluha musta'id. Come on the ground. We need people on the ground to see how it is Hajj. You understood? You need field workers to understand and all. So one side is the incompetence and that. They don't do that, you must remember. That to see how a lady is pregnant. You understood? Now she must go right round. So they just collapse. How many of them? How many of them passed away like that? So whether they martyrs or not, we will say they martyrs of Hukman, you understand, in this world. But with that, we must add that there was so much heat. It was 51. This morning I heard BBC, they said it was almost 52 degrees there in Hajj, you understood? So remember, record-breaking. So this is a punishment for the Saudis. For the Hajjis, is Rahmah. You must remember that Allah Ta'ala forgive them, Allah Ta'ala give them martyrdom, Allah give them this. So we must understand these things properly here. You see, I never heard of the Saudis ever saying that, inshallah, we will... I give you an easy example. Not million, million dollars, billion, billion dollars are spent. Billion. You understood? Upgrading the Hajj, bringing robots and bringing dust and all that. But the simple thing, how many of our South African Hajjaj, because I received the question, I can show you on my phone. So you must remember how many African Hajjaj, how many people from America, Europe, Asia and that, they could not spend the night in Muzdalifah. Why they could not spend the time in Muzdalifah? The Saudi mentality is this, once Arafat is done, Hajj is done, finished, khalas, you understood? Next day you will hear Hajj resounding success, and so forth and so on. So what happens is this, Quran says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. So when you're going to leave Arafat, you go to Mash'aril Haram, you go to Muzdalifah. So there you have to make, so the Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say, Mabit is wajib. Wukuf is sunnah. Hanafi say that the wukuf is compulsory and mabit is sunnah, the other. But fact remains, everybody says you have to go to Muzdalifah. But the way the transport arrangements are made, you know, the police won't allow you to stop. Mamnu, mamnu, mamnu. The first few buses will go, the 1,000, 3,000, they'll stop. The other 20,000, 15,000 can't stop. So where must the Hajjis go? You see, practically, that is the problem. At daytime, you can't see the boards. This complaint I gave them 15, 20 years ago. Till now, the boards are not fixed up. You go and see Muzdalifah boards, you can't see it at night. Understood? So what you talking about? Khidmatul Hujjaji Sharaful Lana and all that. You must say, hey, Fulusul Hujjaj Sharaful Lana. So just making money out of the Hajjis, that is your honor. Otherwise, to make khidmat of the Hujjaj is sharrul lana. You must take the far out, that fair out. So you see, it's good for them as a public relations exercise. And then everybody leaving, give them one Quran Sharif, give them one this, give them one gift like this and all. So people say, wah, 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 wah. Who's bothered today whether they went Muzdalifah? No, I mean, let's be honest about that. They'll just say, now what can we do? And we finish, you must remember. Pelting. People just pelt anytime. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia said, anytime you can pelt. They say, a zahma and all that, very big crowd. And al-haraju madfu'un fil Islam, ma yuridullahu alaykum fi dini haram in haraj, and ad-dinu yusrun, you pelt morning, evening. So that's the mentality there. That they spoil your whole Ramadan, they spoil your whole Eid, they'll spoil your whole Hajj, everything with their moon samis first of all. The crooked moon samis they got there. So these are all practical issues I'm giving you. So that's one part. This morning I spoke about it. Our brother Ibrahim Khan, he passed away on the first day. He was still in Azizia. They were helping the Hujjaj with the fruit and water. So he is my nephew, Maulana Ismail Karim, my sister's son. So mashallah, he's then in Ispingo Beach. He teaches there in Mir Bank for about 15, 20 years. I think it's 15 years he's teaching. Fi sabilillah, no wages in it. So alhamdulillah, so this Ibrahim is his student, you see. So when I was there, so I was speaking, asking him about this Ibrahim Marhum Rahimahullah. Said from those age, he always had this quality. He wants to always help people, you know. So he wouldn't worry who's helping, but he wants to help. And that was his sifat, his quality. So now, yesterday, you find a message came that his mother, Auntie Shireen, she passed away, you see. And she said, how can I go home alone and leave my son here? Allah accepted the dua. Before Hajj started, he passed away. And remember that after Hajj finished, she passed away, you see. Rahimahullah and these type of things. So what you will say of such a family? So I explained to the Ummah, to the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar this morning and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, because we're not interested. If you ask our Darum students, also half of them, what after, three quarters, don't know whether they're coming or going, as far as Asma'ul Rijal and Asma'ul Nisa and that go. So remember, there's a Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhuma. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhuma. Who is he? أول مولود في المدينة بعد الهجرة إلى المهاجرين. The first baby to be born in Medina Munawwara after the Hijra to the Muhajirin and so forth. The first thing and first item to enter his mouth was the Busakh Mubarak, the saliva Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, you see. And then the Tahniq and all that. So that is he. Who is his father? Zubair bin Awam from Ashra Mubashara. Who was his mother? Asma binti Abi Bakr. Who was his grandfather? Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq. So he is Sahabi, his parents are Sahabi, his grandparents are Sahabi, he is the only person in the world like that. You see. So now it is the year 73. So you must remember that he said that I'm Khalifa and what have you and all that. In that area. So Hajjaj came and all and told him that no, you better surrender and all that. So he said, no, I will not surrender. So he meets his mother for the last time. He meets Asma radiallahu anha. And he tells his mother, you know, I'm going out now, but I'm fearing they're going to crucify me. You know, they'll make salib, they'll make the sleep of me. So look at the answer the mother gave, you see. That is our mothers today of the Taliban. Today these are the mothers of our Hamas and so forth and so on. The golden answer she gave, Sayyida Asma, daughter of Sayyida Abu Bakr Siddiq, 10 years elder than Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So she said to him, to her beloved son, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, now it's Qurbani time and all that. You know, yesterday we got finished with Qurbani and all that here in South Africa and all. So anyway, so Shafi say that even today you can, you know, understand sacrifice and all this kind of thing. Only Imam Shafi says that, nobody else. So on the 13th you can still slaughter and sacrifice. Shafi is permissible, and according to Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbali is not permissible. Al-Masailul Lati in Farada Biha Al-Shafi Duna Ikhwatihi, masterpiece book by Ibn Kathir, Hafiz Ibn Kathir, Allama Ibn Kathir. In there also you will find it. So nevertheless, so people finish. So what answer she gave? Inna shata la tata'allam ba'dal insilakh. Insilakh means when you're skinning the animal, you're taking out the khal, you're taking out the hide. Then in Pakistan, India, this word is very famous, Qurbani time. Khal nikalo, khal nikalo. They take out the skin and the hide of the animal. So she's telling her son, after they martyr you, then whatever they do to you, you won't feel any pain. You see, in shata la tata'allam. There's no pain. Dead badal, you understand? So after that, they can do what they want to and all that. So that. So you mustn't worry about it. Lo and behold, he goes, Hajjaj is there. He was a tyrant, we have to accept that. And remember, he passed away. Portion of the Baytullah got burned and damaged, and a lot of things happened and so forth. So remember, that's how he got martyred. If you go to where the Kiswa is, Masna'ul Kiswa, where they make the kiswa ghilaf. On the first Muharram, they'll put the new kiswa and all that. So next to it, they got a big museum, Ma'ridul Haramain Sharifain. There's something wonderful they have done. For that, we must give them credit. And you don't need guide, nothing. Everything is written in English, Arabic, Arabic and English. So the oldest item there is what was put inside the Kaaba Musharrafa by him, Abdullah ibn Zubair. So imagine it's an item put there from the year 70-71. This incident is taking place in 73. He passes away. 10 days after that, lo and behold, Sayyidina Asma radiallahu anha passes away. And where they buried, if you're in Makkah now, I could have showed you the exact spot. Mother buried there, Asma. She was 100 years old and had all her teeth. And in 10 days after her son's martyrdom, so he is buried opposite her. So you see, Ibrahim, rahimahullah, and his mother, Auntie Shireen, rahimahullah. So they both buried in Shara'i. So now you must know Tarikhul Maqabir, the history of the graveyards fi Makkah al-Mukarramah. First one is Mu'alla, where Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha is buried, Sahaba buried and all that. Abdullah bin Zubair is buried there, Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha. Thousands of Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliyaullah. Now that graveyard is too full. Maulana Yunus Patel is buried there, rahimahullah. Some other South Africans, Parak Chacha from Newcastle is buried there, like that, you see. Maulana Yunus Osman, his father is buried there. Like that, many people we know are still buried there, you understood. So anyway, then if you go from Aziziya and you come, and you're going to come towards Makkah, there's another graveyard, Makhbaratul Adal. So that is where Sheikh bin Baz is buried there. And you must remember, Sudeh's mother is buried there. So that is more like a, you understand, elitist graveyard. Put it for the special people, like, you know. Now, ordinary people like us, if we bury, so if we pass away, they won't bury you there, you won't bury. They bury you in Shara'i. It's all part of the Haram, it's all part of Makkah, but it's a little bit far. So I went there also, just to go see. My one cousin is buried there. So, you know, now you can't find out which grave and all that. There's thousands of graves there, and no all marks. And you just make dua for everybody. So that is where they are buried. It's called Shara'i. You see that? So these are the three famous graveyards now in Makkah Mukarramah. Medina, mashallah, everybody is buried in Baqi, and they keep on recycling and so forth and so on. So that is what happens. So we should learn this type of things here. And beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma zukna shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik, waj'al mawti fi al-haram al-makki. Oh, you make dua like Nabi Musa alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, everywhere. Ya Allah, let me pass away bi ramyi hajarin, a stone's throw away from Masjid al-Aqsa. And then he passed away like that. So you see, these are the most important places where a person can be buried and so forth, but passing away with Iman and Islam. So that is what we must learn.
Can Muftisa please clarify this matter? We are told to eat Qurbani for 3 days. We know Ayyamu Tashriq is Ayyamu Aklin wa Shurbin. It is for drinking and eating. Does this include Qurbani meat, or is that, or is Qurbani meat for Ayyamu Nahar?
So Ayyamu Tashriq and this is what is Ayyamu Aklin wa Shurbin, was at the other point was Zikrillah, not just eating, drinking the whole time like mad people. So you must remember that. The Sunnah is this, on Yawmun Nahar. Yawmun Nahar is 10th of Zulhijjah. So then you eat from the Qurbani meat before you eat anything else. Like now, so I went there to Moses Mabida. It was not in the stadium. Next to it is People's Park. And then from there, I came to fetch my wife and that. And then from there, I drove to Spingo Beach. So they had all the kaleji, everything ready for me. You understand? I said, Subhanallah, we should sharpshoot, you'll have everything ready. So everybody had kaleji. So that's very good. That's sunnah. But now to say that 11, 12, 13, also you must just eat Qurbani meat, that's not sunnah. You will say that that is Amalul Awliya. The pious people, they should do that. But you can't say that that is sunnah. You see, we must not elevate things to out of his place. You must remember. Our people today, some of them, they'll give preference. Our people today, they'll give preference to Durud, to Najina, or Tunjina, whichever way you want to pronounce it, both is permissible. to over Durood Sharif also that is read in Salat, whilst the one read in Salat is the best Salawat in Durood Sharif. So that is that hulu, you see. Now you go to another extreme and so forth. That they will read that more than they read Salawat and Durood Sharif. That's wrong. You must remember that. Everything must be kept in its proper perspective and so forth. So people want to eat. Now 10th we ate Qurbani meat. Finish. So now 11, 12, 13, you must remember, you want to eat from the Qurbani meat, we would say very good. But when you start saying it's sunnah, so then it's wrong. You must remember that. Manid da'a shay'an fa'alay dalil. You have to bring dalil for that. You must remember that. Where's the dalil? So where is laysa falaysa? So you will say it's mustahab, or you will say it's good, you will say does that permissible, but you can't say sunnah. Sunnah will mean Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us or told us, or fa'lun nabi, amalun nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see? So we don't have that dalil like that. So we must always draw that distinction there.
Mufti Sahib, what are the signs of an accepted hajj?
Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah in 2000, when I went, you understood, there from Newcastle I went. So I used to joke with my wife, I just resigned that time. And I used to joke with my wife, I said that we're visiting 5 countries, but when you go back, we don't have job, you understand? So I always say, Mosema could never believe it. He thought I wasn't speaking the truth. So he said, "Ab kya karoge?" I said, "Mujhe khud pata nahi." So he used to just look at me, this guy is but crazy, that he doesn't know what he's doing, but he resigned, you understood? I said, Allah will open, and lo and behold, and this media open, CII, and then all. Rest is history, as they say. So anyway, but I went twice to America in that, once to Malawi, and there's a lot of stories happened. I met the president of Malawi, and then Maluzi or something his name, there in his palace and all that. So anyway, you must remember like that. So when we went to these 5 countries, you understood? So where we went? We went from here to Jordan. Then from Jordan, we went to Palestine. And then from there, we went to Syria. From Syria, we went to Iraq. And from Iraq, then we came to Makkah, Medina. So it's 5 countries. Jordan, Palestine, Syria, Iraq, and Haramain. You see? So like that. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So if you go to Iraq, where Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarullah al-Marqadaw is buried. So there outside, they have a lot of people selling books and all that. Yeah, the tourists and people, they come a lot there. So I used to go and see the cheap, you know, so this type of thing. So that maybe like, say, 1 rand or 2 rand or something. So a book, kutayb. So Imam al-Hasan al-Basri al-Wa'iz al-Bakkah. So that was the title of it. So in there you will find all these sayings like this. So they asked Imam, Sayyidina. Imam means he was Waliullah, sage of the age. He was born in Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu made his tahnik. Sayyidina Umar made the dua for him. Allahumma faqihu fi deen wa habibhu ilan nas. You understand? Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of Islam and deen and make him beloved to people. There I remember this one waqiya written. So a foreigner came. So he said, how come all the shops are closed? Is Eid day yet today or what? The people said, no, not Eid day today, but Sheikh Sayyidina Hassan Basri is giving a lecture, so everybody close their shop, they will listen to him. You understand? It's written in that book. Yeah, I still remember that incident. So anyway, Imam Hassan al-Basri was asked, what is the sign that we know that our Hajj is accepted? So he said, Ar-Raghba ilal Akhirah. You got that Fazail Hajj, is it?
No, I took it back.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, there's one mistake there. So therefore, I want to explain that also. So you must remember that al-raghba ila al-akhirah. So your inclination to the year after must increase. It must be more and more and more. You see that? And you must remember wal-raghba anid dunya. So raghba ila al-akhirah. And raghba anid dunya. So you turn away from the glitter glamour of this world and your inclination, love for year after increases. So that is the sign. My father, I know, because we were very young. So when 63 he performed Hajj, he and my mother, rahimahullah. So rahimahullah. So remember in 63, from then till he passed away, 82 in Ramadan, he never missed the salat. So that type of actions are the sign that your Hajj is maqbool. You understood? You must remember that. And then 74, they came for Umrah and all those kind of things. So the point I'm making, you must remember that every one of you coming back, Qudumul Hujjaj, the Hajis are coming now. So today we sent out a wonderful dua by Suleiman, he had it somewhere. So now you're going to meet the Hajis. So when you meet the Haji, what must you say? قبل الله حجك Allah Ta'ala accept your Hajj وغفر ذنبك We sent it out today and it's on my status also and remember that Allah Ta'ala forgive you your sins and وأخلف نفقتك You say I spent so much so Allah Jalla Wala will grant you more and more نعم البدل And while we're on this topic you know that one couple that landed there in Jeddah on a Sunday and Monday they were deported, they came back. So today also I was in contact with them, so the person told me that that agent, let's call him crooked agent, he paid them back all the money. When I asked him how much they paid, he said for the two of them they paid 457,000. Husband, 457,000. Can you believe that? So, but anyway, they paid them back all the amount and all these type of things. But we're still busy with other things and all that. So anyway, you must have, that also came in. Next one is this today that a person asked, is it true when the Hujjaj come back, then their duas are accepted for 40 days? This is something common now. You see the Jutlas, they say this is one of their policy, the Jutlas, the Haramis. See how they cornered you know, the ANC. So they put the ANC in a proper corner. You must remember that Alan Zeller and them, very smart, you know, shrewd people. So she put Fikilema, Balula and that in such a corner. The guy signed, he didn't even know what he signed properly, you know, stood and this type of thing. They say, you can't make a decision like this until you consult us. So it means you got the DA got like a veto. You understood? That's what it means, basically. So anyway, so what I was telling you now is about people that they made certain things famous. Now people just accept it. Who got time to go check and all these type of things? Maulana Zulama don't check them. What you talk of awam? So Jutlas, that is how they get away. They say make something a lie, but repeat it so often that people will believe it. So if you speak about the Holocaust, straight away they got attached to it 6 million. You see, it's a whole lie that, total fabrication. So you must remember that 6 million were the people Hitler got job for them in 2 years. Hitler pulled off a miracle in Germany. 6 million people, he organized job for them. You understood? So the Jutlas, whatever good Hitler did, they had to disgrace him, so they turned the whole argument the other way around and say he killed 6 million Jews. It's not even 1 million. You understood? So you must remember. But Jutlas, that is their job. Quran says, Layyam bi al-sinatim. So you lie something, and then that lie becomes so famous, people take it for granted. It's the truth. It's the gospel truth, as they will say. So it's wrong that. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri was one of the biggest sheikhs in our time now. So when he asked Hazrat Moana, Azaz Ali, and all of them, now they're graduating, they're leaving, said, give us advice, Hazrat. Now they're leaving, they're going to wherever. He said, my advice to you is, when you see some reference, then you must go to the original book and go and see that. Don't rely on secondary sources, as we say. So then he, Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Rahimahullah, asked Maulana, Hazrat Maulana Izaz Ali Sahib, Rahimahullah, Hazrat, agar che Ibn Hajar ne likha ho, what if Ibn Hajar wrote about it? Ibn Hajar, whether you like, don't like, you understand, he was the greatest muhaddis of his time, and after his time also. Therefore, Sheikh Albani said, lam yulad mithlahu ba'da, you'll never get another Ibn Hajar, you know. So anyway, therefore in hadith, commentary, if you just write waqal al-hafiz, it means Ibn Hajar. It's like that. So he gave the answer. The student asked, Hazrat, even if it's Ibn Hajar wrote, so then he answered, Mawlana Izaz Ali, he was Shaykhul Ustan Adab. He said, agar che Ibn Hajar ne likha ho, ya Ibn Jabal ne likha ho. Whether Ibn Hajar, the son of the stone wrote, or the son of the mountain wrote, you must remember that, you must go check it up. Now, why I'm giving you this, Hazrat Sheikh, 100% Allah Ra'asi Wal Ain, one of the greatest muhaddisin that Indo-Pak and that produced. But if you look at that Fazaili Hajj, you understood, there's a misprint there. So you must remember. So how I picked it up, because when I saw that, I said, this don't seem right. So I went to the original work. You must go to Lataiful Ma'arif of Ibn Rajab Hanbali. So he's on top is Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, then his student is Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, then his student is Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. And Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali wrote very good book, Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madhahib al-arba. He refuted all the Salafi characters, and his student of Ibn Qayyim, grand student of Ibn Taymiyyah, Sheikh al-Islam, you see. So this is a masterpiece book he wrote, Lata'iful Ma'arif and all. So in there he discussed this issue, Qudumul Hujjaj, the Hajis are coming back and so forth. So till when will the Adwas be accepted? So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, not Nabi alayhi salam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu say that the Adwas will get accepted Zulhijjah, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, till the 10th, you must remember that. In their translation there is written 20th. Understood. So that is not 100% correct. You must change that there. So that's why I asked if you got it. I wanted to show it to you. So you must remember that. You see, now that is very important. Now today, which Maulana shouldn't go and go check and all that? Understood. They'll tell you, why we very busy, mashgul, chiddan and all this kind. That shows how weak our scholarship is. You must remember that. Therefore, we can't speak with confidence. You must remember that. We're very shaky. And Quran says, Allah basiratin ana wa nimitabah. Arabic books, three-quarters don't want to read also. They say, just chane domain. We got Urdu, is all right. So therefore, it's very poor, all these things here. So we must learn all these things here to become a proper scholar, like, you know, understand.
Mufti Saab, many of the Hujjaj will be leaving for Medina Munawwara. What are the things that they should remember?
Remember, South African Hujjaj, 99%, 95%, first go to Medina Munawwara, and thereafter, mashallah, they go to Makkah, and then Aziziyah, then Hajj, and then from there, they're out. Already today, South Africans are coming home. I know of South Africans coming home. Yesterday was the last day of Hajj, and today they'll be home. So I remember one to Hajj, because whenever I come home, then from Heidelberg, I used to go, from airport, I used to go straight to Heidelberg. So then I landed like this time already. So how I know? Because after taking a shower and whatever, I'd go to masjid and they're still reading takbir. You understand? The last day, they're still reading takbir. So like that. So it depends now which flight you get and all that. But it happens like that also. So that is what happens to South African. But if you take British and UK Hujjaj, 90% of them, they go first to Makkah, and thereafter they go to Medina. Indonesian, Malaysian, Pakistanis also, majority of them, India, like that. So they all want to go to Medina. So this is season now in Medina, you understood? The traffic to Medina is heavy, heavy. Hotels are packed to capacity, and so forth and so on. So remember that 3-4 issues, that number one, we must show ishq and true love for the Master, alayhi salam. We must show true ishq for the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu. And the third one is, we must show adab and respect. And this is gone. This is gone. 70-80% of the Hujjaj, the men and the women, they busy with their jawal. Jawal is their phone, the cell phone, mobile. And that company there, how we got MTN, Vodacom, they call it mobile. So right by the Rauza Mubarak, right in the presence of the Master, alayhi salam, they busy laughing and joking and that, and they'll switch their phone on. Somebody is speaking to their mother, father, brother in Karachi, bolo, bolo, salam bejo. Screaming, you understood, and that. Now they put their phone facing the Master, alayhi salatu salam. That person is speaking from Karachi, Lahore, Peshawar, and say, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Yeah. This mortar inside the masjid is screaming. That mortar from Pakistan or India, wherever, he's screaming. Now what Quran says about all that? Yesterday, if you see today what I got here, see today. So Tafsir Surah Hujurat verses 11 to 18. You see? Yesterday what I told you all? I told you all Surah Hujurat chapter 49, 1 to 10. I told you the ulama called the Surah Suratul Akhlaq. You remember I said that? The Surah where we learn what is morals, manners, character, all that. So yeah, why it's called Surah Akhlaq? It is right in the starting Surah 49 verse 2. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض. This is applicable to the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام في حياته وبعد وفاته. Whilst he is alive and even after his demise, we must show utmost respect. Now we carry on like we in some soccer field or some stadium or whatever, speak so loud and all that, laughing. أَنْتَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشُوفُونَ. All your actions will disappear. You'll come back zero. You think you're coming back hero. You see. Why? Because no preparation. They just go. One person sent me a message on the first day. He never pelted the big shaitan. He pelted the small shaitan. Now, I asked him, that, don't you see millions of people, thousands of people going? You and the shaitan only are left there with a small one on the first day. But people just do all crazy things, you understand? So, that is a very, very big thing. And in Makkah, وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. These two verses, every haji, we must drum in their head. Surah number 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. When you are in Makkah Mukarrama, in the Haram area, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, you just make irada, niyat, intention of vices and deviation and oppression, Allah will unleash His punishment. See? And in Makkah, Madina Munawwara, you right there in the court of the Master, alayhi salam, we say in Urdu, Darbarun Nabi, sallallahu alayhi salam. So remember, and you make su'ul adab, you show disrespect, you gustakhi rasul, so you are showing this, your actions all go away. You can lose your iman. So you must remember that. Imagine. So these are big lessons. We discussed this before, but now still it carries on. So we must remind our people every time, remember these kind of things.
Can Mufti Sahib please explain to the coming, the Hujjaj who are coming, what are the jinayats and the dams that they have to repay if they had made any mistakes?
All that you must remember, you have to learn before Hajj, not after Hajj. So remember this. I'll just give three. Number one is, this is a problem many women are facing now. So because of the intense heat, or because of what they ate and all that, the dates, or because of excessive walking and, you know, the heat, and a lot of things happen, you know. So now, somebody went with his wife. Suleiman went with his wife. Now he got no wife, so he's a good example. So now he went with his wife, and now wife said, I can't perform tawafu ziyara. Tawafu ziyara is the term the Hanafis use, you see. And tawaful ifada is the term the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's use. So now she's napak, she's haiz. And you got a flight Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you must come back. Now what? And to change the ticket, there's another big musibah, remember that. Then you'll have to wait for 2, 3, 4 weeks. So I mean, it's virtually like impossible. So what must you do in such a situation? So you, the husband, you finish, or you understand this here first of all. Tawafu ziyara, Hanafis got 3 days, 10th, 11th, 12th. So before the 12th, the sun set, before Maghrib time, you must be finished with tawafu ziyara. And then, except for a lady who's in haiz and all that, so whenever she gets clean, then she take her first ghusl, and then she does it, there's no dam or anything. Shafis and them are very flexible, Shafis, Hanbalis, they say you got whole month of Zulhijjah. So that's very good that you see. So whole month you got, mashallah. So that is why this ikhtilaf, they helps a lot, you see. So you see, because the crowd also is so big, and now imagine you got your mother and she's very old and us and that crippled, and you have to put in a wheelchair. Now they've got all these fancy scooters and all. So cut a long story short, so now what happens in that case? So the Hanafi's fatwa is this, and Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's fatwa also is like that. You see. So what he says, they say that that lady must go to the haram, perform tawafu ziyara, and wahiya ha'idha, while she is in that state of menses, and then wa alayha, and thereafter no salat because she's haiz, then go make safa marwa, but wa alayha al badana. She'll have to slaughter a camel there inside. You understood? Makkah Mina, remember that. So that is first, is compulsory. So that. Second thing is this, one hajj, or twice, or once or twice it happened. Lo and behold, you can't slaughter camels. Something happened to the camels, they had a virus or something. You know, they got all these stories. So now I know of some people, one, two famous people came to me. I can't take name. So you must remember, said his wife is like that. I said, okay, go there. And then yesterday also I sent a message to somebody. I said, go outside Makkah. There's a place called Kudai. Kaf Dal Ya. And there they sell all these goat and sheep and that. So go and buy 7 goat or 7 sheep and then you slaughter that because the camel is not available. You see that? So that is what you'll have to do. Now remember, that Maulana will put you back minimum 10-15,000 rand. Understood? And our people, you know how they spend also. So then it works out the expensive hajj, you must remember. So that's one. Second one is this, the lady did everything. Like this morning, somebody said, I'm leaving Friday. Can I make tawaful wida today? Like now in the morning. You know? I said, jaiz is jaiz, but best is you make tonight if you can. La yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhira ahdi bil bayt. One of your last action should be that you perform tawaful wida. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed also and all that. So now, so some people got this crazy, is that 100% right, you know. They feel, let's say the baji, the person is leaving tomorrow, right? So in the morning or afternoon or evening. So once they made tawaful wida, then they can't go back to the haram. That's wrong. That is no. You must remember that. So best is you make tawaful wida your last action. But if you did it few hours before or a day before, so it doesn't mean if it's salat time you can't enter the haram. You understood? You can still enter the haram and so forth. So that also. Now why I speak of this masla? Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, when they were returning the night of the 14th, her napaki started. When they were entering, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, so Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, you performed the waful ifada? She said, yes. Said, no problem then. Idan fanfiri, so we'll go then. So tawaful wida is wajib upon all of us, like from foreigners and that. But upon a huyyaz, a lady in hayz, is not compulsory, it gets waved off. It's sacred. You say, no dam, no nothing. So you mustn't confuse issues. Tawaful ziyara, she must make. That's first. But tawaful wida will get waved off. Story time. I used to sit in these lectures of one sheikh. Good lectures is to give. So I used to sit and so after Hajj all that, so I tell him, Sheikh, I just made a story. I say, Sheikh, you made tawaful ifada. He said, Lala. So I said, Subhanallah, when are you going to do this? He said, tomorrow I'll make it and we'll speak tawaful ifada, tawaful wida. We make one tawaf and make both intentions. I said, Subhanallah, Sheikh, day and night you were saying, yeah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Day and night I was sitting in your lectures, you say, خُذُوا أَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do like that, or he made separate tawaful ifada and separate tawaful wida? Because the Hanbali scholars say like this, now you looking for a loophole, and now you said you can make tadakhul in it. But if people, other people have to do like this, you the first one to say, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fa waraddun e fa wa mardudun. So I took him on a little bit, you know. I said, Sheikh, what you're doing is not ihdas fi deen. Nabi alayhi salam never did like this. Sahaba never did like this. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said it, or his student said it, al-ra'si wal-ain, but it's going against the nusus. It's going against amalun Nabi. So he says, sah. So whether you want to make it separately or not, I don't know. But he knew that what he's doing for himself, he looked for a loophole. And for everybody else, he must remember, he said, that's not right. You see? So that is what they do sometimes. You must remember that. You look for nice one loophole. Say, no, the crowd, Zahma, this, that. We'll wait till the last day. We just make one tawaf, everything finish and all that. And there's tawaful wida, tawaful ziyara, tawaful ifada. There's one name and two names for the same tawaf and tawaful wida, all incorporated. See? So that we must. Third one, if you're going to Madinah Munawwara, my sisters, and you are in Menses, then where that big gates are, you can't enter in that area. All that is part of the masjid. People think only where the brick building is. No. Even where that fence are, all that is part of Masjid Nabawi. We must know these things. Yeah. Therefore, you will see there's boards there. Mamnu ut tadkhin. that smoking there is not permissible and all that, because it's still part of the masjid. So we must be very, very, like Masjid al-Aqsa, our people go. They just go in menses that the whole 36 acres is all Masjid al-Aqsa. Not only the structure, you must remember that. But people now, they just... And you get some crooked sheikh or maulana, he'll say, yeah, jaiz in it. You understand? So no jaiz, all that is Masjid al-Aqsa. We should know these things there. Another issue yet, people made a lot of mistakes, is on the 11th and 12th of Zulhijjah, they pelted in the morning. So you must remember, especially Hanafis are very strict on that, the Hanafis. So that if you pelted on the morning, 11th or 12th, and you didn't repeat it again in the afternoon, then a dam is compulsory upon you. You have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah or Mina. So that, you see. Now there's agents, they wait for people for dam. Whether they go and slaughter it or not, there's another story also. You know, so one, two guys, they came by me. I told them there's a dam. He said, but these agents will slaughter. I said, I don't know whether they're going to slaughter or not. They said, what man? I said, go to Kudai and go buy your own goat, sheep, and slaughter it. They're finished. Then you know it's done. So the agents, they wait for this, yeah. So how many people got dumb? 20 people, 50 people got dumb. They go slaughter 5 sheep, 20 sheep, 10, done, finished. So it's like the Qurbani overseas, you know. And they show everybody, this is your animal. The same animal they show to 10 people, you know, 10, 20 animals. They got 100, they slaughter 10, they slaughter 20, like that. So see, a lot of things like that. So therefore, all these issues... we must learn before Hajj. Not now we start learning it and this type of things. Yeah. So anyway, all said and done, Allah Ta'ala bring them back safe and sound, and Allah accept it. I say the way you South Africans carry on, first question, if I smoke, is dumb? I say, no, no dumb. If I do this, is dumb? I say, no dumb. So I say, very good. So see, so they're more interested whether it's dumb or not. They not want to imitate Nabi alayhi salam. So I say, by the time you all finish Hajj, it'll be a Dama Dam calendar, 4 number Hajj. You understand? Won't be 1 number Hajj. You know? Because Dam, like that. They don't know what the meaning of Dam. You know? They just hear the word. You know? Dam means you have to slaughter the blood. You have to slaughter the animal, blood must come out. So that is what it means. You know? But people, they carry on. Gee, last question.
Mufti Saab, these are the last few days left of Dhul Hijjah, and then we're going into Muharram. What is Mufti Saab's pieces of advice?
So always you must remember, tomorrow I got Jummah in Kelvin, me and Suleiman, my brother, will go. So I was just thinking, what must I speak about? So maybe we can speak about Hajj a little bit now, what are the signs, like what we said. Maybe we can speak about the spirit of Qurbani, all that. But then I was thinking that now we're going to 1446, you see. So then we must speak about Qimatu Zaman, how every one of us should appreciate time, wal asri, wal fajri, so wal duha. Allah is taking qasam on different aspects of time, you see. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's famous hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ni'matan, مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Two bounties, majority of people, they squander it and waste it. الصِّحَة, there's health which Allah gave us. وَالْفَرَاغ, there's leisure time, free time Allah gave. People just kill time and waste time. Two. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Quran, Hadith, and then you go here. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda wrote the excellent masterpiece, Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama. So Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Sahaba, then you come to Awliyaullah. So we finish Quran, Sunnah now, Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when the sun would go down, then his face used to change. His student asked, what's wrong? He said, Naqasa fihi ajali, walam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan is shrinking, you see, it's getting less, decreasing. But my good deeds are not increasing. Which one of us thinks like that today? From million, if you get one, you'll be lucky. From million, not thousand, from million, you get one, you'll be lucky. So people just go on. Allah, now awliyaullah. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, only lived for 45 years. At the age of 7, he already saw Laylatul Qadr. Our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni, he wrote like a brief commentary on Riyadu Salihin. in the Muqaddama, he wrote this incident. You understood? I still got it there. So, and I wrote a note there also. I said, see, this very nice story this is. So Allah from that young age already decreed he will become a genius, a giant. A'alamu an-nas bi madhhabi Shafi'iyya ba'da al-Imam Shafi'i. The greatest scholar of the Shafi'i school after Imam Shafi'i is Nawawi, rahimahullah. He wouldn't get married. He wouldn't eat. He would only have one meal a day. And he said that you tell me I was getting married. Where is the time here? I don't understand too. I'm busy studying. I'm busy teaching. I'm busy writing. I'm busy giving fatawa and this and that. If all of us, we get together, thousands of us, we can't do what Nawawi did in 45 years. That is Kamal, you see. Al-waqtu indana aghla min al-dhahabi wal-fidda. That is to say, time for us is more precious than gold and silver. Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia wrote one nice book, you understood? So, 14th century. So, in there, he wrote that time is like a zarf, like a utensil, container. You can pour zamzam in it, or you can pour alcohol, napaki, in it. So what you going to do with it? It's up to you. So that is what we have to teach people, you know. So death comes. See now, youngsters, how they pass away, people. People have long, long hopes, aspirations. Suddenly you hear he passed away. My cousin, now in Durban, I went. The son, Riyadh, 25, 26 years old, Hafiz of Quran, doctor, got married, wife is expecting, and then spend 2 months, 1 month there in hospital, $2.5 million is the medical aid, passes away, 25, 26 years old. You see? People who went for janaza, they say one of the biggest janazas they ever experienced. So I went there to meet the father in Durban. So my first cousin. So see now, all these are lessons for us that we also must prepare, that we don't know whether we will even see 1446 or not. You see? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.